The Oshawa Generals, of course, OHL champions, knocking off the Erie Otters. Our next guest was the fifth overall pick in the NHL draft last year by the New York Islanders. Michael Del Cole joins us on Brady and Walker live from Quebec City. Thanks for coming on our show. We really, really appreciate it. And congratulations on all the achievements. What an amazing 8-9 weeks it's been for you guys.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
We want to talk to you about how things have been feeling. Was this an inevitable extension of how you guys were playing against Erie, or have things gotten even faster, even more intense? That was a great series to watch. You ended it in five games, but have you even had to raise your level in these three games against teams you don't know quite as well?
Well, I think our whole playoff run was pretty tough. I mean, first round we played Peterborough, and they were a tough challenge for us. They played a defensive system, and then we went on to Niagara, which has a ton of offensive guys as well. And North Bay was a very, very big challenge for us. And then obviously Erie with McDavid and their superstars. We had four tough series, so I think that really helped us out in coming to this tournament. I think we played four really good teams in the playoffs, and obviously we came here and did our job in the round robin, and looking forward to the finals now.
What do you think of the Kelowna team you played last night? It was a pretty fun game to watch, and I don't think it would surprise a lot of people if that's the club you eventually see on Sunday once again. What do you feel about a rematch?
Yeah, they're a good team, but I mean, if Rimouski wins tonight, it's all up in the air. So I personally thought Quebec was a great team as well. I mean, they got the home crowd, so that's definitely a big advantage. I mean, they have 10,000 screaming fans, and it's tough to play against them. So who knows? Kelowna's a great team. All these teams in this tournament have a lot of star offensive players. So we're gonna have to find a way to shut down whoever's teams we play. Key guys.
Michael Del Cole joining us. The Jens, by the way, 19-4 in their last 23 games, counting playoffs and counting Memorial Cup. What was the atmosphere like in Erie to play? We had DJ on before the series started, and he talked about the essence of shutting down McDavid and shutting down Strome, but it's harder to do when you're in their rink and they can pop them over the boards at any time and start the after an icing, keep them out there with against tired players. How did you do it?
Yeah, for the most part, I mean, at home, we had last change, so we had our five group of guys there that did a an amazing job of shutting him down. I mean, it's a full team effort though. I mean, whenever he's on the ice, we had a guy kind of not shadowing him, but always within a stick length. I mean, he's that dangerous. But even in I think it was game four, I mean, he put up 4 points. So I mean, superstars like that are going to get on the board. But we just stuck with the game plan, and it definitely worked out.
You guys do have some star power, obviously, but still the lasting impression as you went through the playoffs and through the championship series and here you are is how you play as a team. And not to take away from you guys individually, but how would you respond to that? I mean, you play as such a cohesive unit, and it's got to be some of the coaching and it's got to be some of the leadership, but you've been a machine for a while.
I think it has to do, with the coaching. The style of play we play isn't really typical of, the run-and-gun teams in the OHL or in this tournament. I think we play more of a defensive style of game like a North Bay. And then we didn't really get talked about too much this year. I think heading into the year, no one really pegged us as being, in contention for winning the Memorial Cup. I think just squeaking in the playoffs, most people thought. So I think we turned a lot of heads, and our system's definitely working. I mean, DJ runs a really tight ship here, and everyone's bought in. So we made some key acquisitions at the deadline that obviously helped us a ton, and everything's working out.
Michael Del Cole is our guest. Oshawa will play in the final on Sportsnet on Sunday at the MasterCard Memorial Cup. I want to ask you before you go about your goalie, Ken Appleby. The draft was, I'm sure, an amazing experience last year for you. He has yet to be drafted. Are people missing something here? Is he turning enough heads? And I hope he is. He's a great story. And you know how it goes. Guys get drafted. And I remember Steve Mason got drafted, and he was a backup and played 12 games. But not a lot of young goalies get early opportunities in the OHL. I'm sure you'd love to see this work out for him and turn into either a draft pick or a contract.
Yeah, well, To be honest, I still don't understand how he's not drafted. I mean, in my opinion, he's the best goalie in Canada, in Major Junior. I think he's proved it all year long. You know, he's just a steady force for us. He's stolen us, you know, a lot of games, and even, you know, last night in Kelowna, against Kelowna, you know, he really held us in there and made some key saves when he needed them. So after the season's done, I'm sure you'll be seeing him, you know, get a contract at least.
Hey, we really appreciate you coming on. We're thrilled for your success. I live out in Ajax. Everyone's buzzing about you guys, and we hope this continues on Sunday. There's 60 minutes more to go, and we wish you the best. Thanks for doing this today, Michael.
Thanks a lot for having me.